USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
58% of his party mates still have confidence in British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, but the margin of victory is slimmer than his predecessor, Theresa May, who resigned in 2019, 6 months after she survived her no-confidence vote. Johnson made fellow conservatives cringe and received a public backlash when it was revealed that he and his staff held illegal parties during COVID lockdowns. He is calling it a convincing win, however, adding that the party should now come together. Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who knocked Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Wall Street closed higher as investors wrestled with whether the economy will avoid a recession amid rising interest rates and high inflation. The Dow added 16 points, the Nasdaq gained 49, and the S&P 500 was up 13. Elon Musk is threatening to walk away from his $44 billion bid to buy Twitter. He's accusing the company of refusing to give him information about its spam bot and fake accounts. Lawyers for the Tesla and SpaceX CEO made the threat in a letter that was disclosed in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The former top leader of the Proud Boys was charged with seditious conspiracy along with other members of the group. The federal government accusing Henry Tarrio and four others with the coordinated attack on the Capitol on January 6, 2021 to stop Congress from certifying President Biden's 2020 election victory. They are scheduled to go on trial in August in D.C. federal court. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The United States has moved to seize two luxury jets after linking them to Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich. One is a $60 million Gulfstream, the other is a $350 million aircraft, believed to be one of the most expensive private airplanes in the world. The action comes after new sanctions and penalties were announced on Russian oligarchs and elites, Kremlin officials and businessmen linked to President Vladimir Putin and their yachts, aircraft, and firms that manage them. President Biden promised to pursue Russian elites' quote ill-gotten gains after the Kremlin invaded Ukraine back in February. Investigators in Wisconsin are expanding their look into the man accused of fatally shooting a retired state judge. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says 56-year-old Douglas Udy targeted Judge John Romer, who gave Udy a six-year prison term in 2005.
The Juneau County Special Tactics and Response Team entered the residence and located the homeowner, a 68-year-old male who was deceased.
Call confirmed there was a hit list found in Udy's car, but did not go into specifics of who was on it. Sources tell several outlets that names, including the Democratic governors of Wisconsin and Michigan, were on it, along with Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Udy is in critical condition at a hospital after he was found in Romer's basement with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. You can listen to us online anywhere that you are. Our web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.